Hey guys, today we have Tasha Early from Glitter and Wit, which is a raging successful children's custom clothing line that she sews herself and sells online. And we're going to get a bit into her story, her journey to self-employment, her journey to parenthood of two kiddos, and how it's taken a couple twists and turns. In fact, she might be thinking about ending it.
Stay tuned.
Welcome to Shaylee and Katie's Lemonade Stand. We're trying to figure out how to do this thing, the mom thing, the entrepreneur thing, while trying to turn all the lemons into lemonade. And figuring out how to grow our own little lemonade stands we've started. But metaphorically.
Metaphorically.
Yeah. They get it. I'm Shaylee Murphy, an interior designer and mom of one.
And I'm Katie Day, a photographer and mom of four. So, I win.
Do you?
Do I?
Shaylee, I remember this little fact I learned in elementary school. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Nerd alert. I'm ready.
Did you know Native Americans used every part of the buffalo?
I'm so nervous right now. No, I did not.
No, but truly, like they found a use
like
for
the eyeballs?
Every part of it. Yeah, everything. Everything.
Okay.
The hide.
Mm.
The hoof, probably.
The hoof.
I don't remember the details. The point is, it was very, you know, they didn't waste anything, and that is how I feel. When I do prep dish.
Right, you're shopping intentionally and then using everything
you buy. No, but also like you're like, oh, half of an onion. Oh, what are you going to use the other? Oh, yeah, no, there's another use
for
the half of an onion. Exactly.
Half of it Monday, a quarter on Thursday, and another quarter
on Sunday.
Right,
but you're shopping it all at once.
Right.
So you're not thinking about all of that. Someone else thought about it for you. If I were doing it alone, if I was like, I probably could use half of this onion later, guess what happens to that onion?
It gets moldy.
It just rots.
Also, can we say I normally buy like 8 onions and I don't cook with a lot of onions usually. So like if they tell me you need one for all week, trust me.
Right.
And you're like, okay, I'm trusting you, prep dish. I'm going to get this one.
And they always follow through. They're so trustworthy.
Yeah. Guys. PrepDish is a meal planning service, and every week you get an email with a grocery list and prep ahead instructions. It even tells you like where in the grocery store the items are, so it organizes them for you. There's no guesswork needed. Let PrepDish do the planning for you.
Visit prepdish.com/SK, where the founder, Allison, is offering you a free 2-week trial. Try it out for free. This is a no-brainer. prepdish.com/SK. Welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. Today we have Tasha Early from Glitter and Wit in the house.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Hi.
Here she is.
In the house means the office because we're meeting in our office tonight.
Here in Springfield, Missouri.
It's down the road from Tasha's studio.
You may.
No, it's not. I'm not there anymore.
Wait, we'll get to it. Spoiler. Save it. You may know Tasha as the world-renowned amazing clothing designer, but we also know her as a local darling.
Yes, a Springfield darling.
So let's
all
get
went to
into
college
it.
Together.
We did. Let's
we did.
Get into it, but before we do, we have one more sponsor to thank. Our fake sponsor.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by
Glitter! That was really loud.
I
not wit.
Threw
just glitter.
Glitter into she the air when I did it.
It's everywhere now.
Okay, so we need some taglines for Glitter.
Okay.
Glitter. No, you can't use that. Kids?
No, ever. That's just for mommy.
That's just for mommy. That's
throwaway.
It was left over before I had kids. I regret it. I'll get rid of that later. Okay. Glitter.
Glitter, the STD of the craft world.
Why?
You can't ever get it off you once it's on you. It's
Let that
forever.
Be a lesson.
Glitter's forever.
Let that be a lesson.
Kids, prom night isn't just one night.
Mm-mm.
That glitter. The stucco put on everything.
And remember, you're
we all over you.
It's
forever.
Not just the glitter you see, it's every glitter
it's
they've had before.
The glitter that's touched everybody, it's all okay. Over you forever. All
right. Thanks, STDs. Oh. Okay. But thanks, glitter.
Okay. Tasha, I want to hear about how you started your business.
Yeah, I do. I want to hear, because you started in interior design.
Yeah, and I.
Walk us through this.
I just needed to pick a major. So I picked interior design.
What made you do that? Did you walk into a lot of trading spaces?
No. I don't even know. Honestly, I had like a pretty major scholarship and I felt sort of rushed.
Mm.
Like, I can't really afford this unless I use this money, so I need to pick something right now.
Mm.
Stop.
I think I found the common denominator. You and Katie are both really smart.
Ah, that's it.
There it is.
Like, they were just like, take all this money and go to school and I will remember everything and everyone.
That is true. It's not hard to make good grades if you just remember what people say.
Yeah. So that makes you think you're good at something and then you might not actually be good at it. I'm not good at interior know. If you're good at fashion, it's
well,
almost
I
the
don't,
same, right?
I don't know. I don't like it, so oh. maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, liking it's a, half the thing. So then when did you decide, like, I'm going to sew clothes and be really
well,
good at it?
When I first got married, I bought a sewing machine with some of the money that we got from our wedding.
Love it.
And I just kind of taught myself.
Truly?
Yeah.
Like, you did not sew, and then you taught yourself?
Made patterns.
Well, besides, like, junior high, yeah, home ec, I did that, and that
did
was cool.
Did the old
cool.
pillowcase?
We did pants, pajama pants.
Yeah.
Mine were clouds. One of the legs was upside down, unfortunately.
Awesome.
Failed. Good times.
So yeah. How far you've come.
I taught myself, and then interior design and fashion were in the same building.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I'll take one of these fashion courses and see if I am actually doing this right. And I was, kind of like pretty good at it.
Ooh.
So then I just graduated with the interior design degree. Low self-confidence. Learned that I liked doing things more than telling people what to do, which okay. I feel like that's sort of what we were trained for in our major is.
Oh, that's interesting.
Here's
bossing
how you
the
delegate.
Contractor and
yeah.
clients around.
Yeah,
yeah, I can see that. Oh, okay.
I
so
don't...
you're like, I could go pick out a painting, or I could like paint a painting, and you'd
yeah.
rather be the painter.
But you
right.
would have to like paint the whole in order to not have to deal and manage people.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to like hang the artwork, paint the
yep.
thing, install the tile, not have a client.
Yeah.
So it's like you made your own product. Basically, you're getting to
yep.
make something, and then the clients can come if they want with fashion.
Right.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting.
So I graduated. I just picked up a random alterations job in Springfield, and I worked there for a couple years.
I bet that was like good skills building season.
Yeah.
You probably have to like work pretty fast and
yep.
detailed and all that.
Yeah, I worked on wedding dresses, which I didn't feel like I should be working
oh,
on,
yeah.
but my boss was like, hey, sew this, him this wedding dress.
Listeners, if you're getting married, just so you
oh,
know, when you
no.
drop out the dress, it could be anyone back there.
Right, it could be someone who like just didn't like interior design.
Yeah.
They were like, I'll go ruin this girl's life.
So it could be, you know who could be sewing your wedding dress right now? Someone who can't fit their leg inside their own pajama pants.
Because it's inside out.
Because it's inside out.
No, well, right. Obviously.
We're back.
Okay, we're back. PSA. So how long did you work there?
Almost 2 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
And then I had a baby.
Wah, wah. How did everything change?
I quit my job. Well, I went back to work for like a couple months, and I'm like... I really am sorry, but I have to quit my job. Sorry. I was only working like 2 days a week even at that point. And she was like, well, if you ever want to come back.
Okay, so I want to, let's double click on that for a second. Because you're saying like leaving your newborn daughter in childcare and going to your job, something didn't feel right in your soul about it? Or like, what was that? Describe that.
Well, let's see. She was only... 3 or 4 months old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She was staying with my mom, so it's like,
right.
whatever, fine.
Yeah.
But I'm a really anxious person.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like being there. I didn't have to be there. I liked being there, but you know, when you get the
yeah.
middle of the day, got to go in the break room and pump and
right,
you're all sweaty and...
Yeah. This feels dirty.
Yeah, it just wasn't fun.
It goes from like, this is a beautiful God-given gift. I'm nursing my child to like, it feels dirty, not sanitary. I'm sweating. And
where
I'm
is
like,
my did I lock the door? Did I lock the door?
Right
did I lock the door?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about doing, this is a little foreshadowing, we've talked about doing a whole breastfeeding episode where all we do is talk about story,
like,
breastfeeding horror stories.
People will love that.
Well, okay, so you said I didn't have to be there. Was there, like, some cushion from your husband's job, or...
Well, it seemed like it at the time. If I were to go back and look at it, I would say, no.
How did we do that?
Yeah,
exactly.
What in the world? How did we make that happen? I'm not sure.
Right.
But we did.
Young and in love. Mm-hmm. So what steps did you have to put in place to just make that first initial leap? To go home, did you just literally put in your 2 weeks notice, or did you have
yeah
to, like,
just
okay.
I just
you just went for it
yeah well it was a small business so
yeah.
it's just
you just have to talk to your boss, who is the owner, but she's there working with you all the time.
Yeah, so you see you and that one person sit together for 8 hours.
Right.
It's
like everyone slowly leaves for the day. Bye. I'm going to finish this.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to work here anymore. Here's the key.
The one you're going to need this.
Yeah. You might want this back.
Okay. So then you go from like somewhere to report every day with like hours that you can count on to just straight up like not working at all, uh-huh. full time stay at home mom.
Yep.
So what was that like?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Emerson was like the best baby ever. We just hung out and had fun all the time. And I think, well, you guys probably know this too, you think that you're so busy all the time, and then like they grow up and you're like, psh, I could have been napping for like 6 hours a day.
I haven't gotten to the grown-up part
yet.
Oh, you mean like with the newborn infant?
Newborn, yeah.
Right. So like, we're like, always like, newborn's so
I'm sorry,
hard.
Can they grab scissors from the kitchen counter? Then you're fine.
I'm so nervous in a restaurant because, you know, she's been sleeping for like an hour, but will it be 2 hours? I don't know.
Is she alive?
Oh, I was nervous for a minute. Yeah, that's true.
I guess I did do actually a couple like Etsy shop type things that I didn't really...
Like straight off the bat?
Yeah, just like for fun on the side. I did like a, here's some stuff I found at a flea market and fixed up. Would you like to buy it?
I made like $12 total.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exhilarating. It was to my mother-in-law. Right?
And then I
did that for ordering those candlesticks. That was the interior design side of us because no one was hiring. That was fun to graduate with that degree, 2009.
Yeah, I didn't even try, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There we go.
That'll do it.
So then when did you launch Glitter and Wit?
Officially got my business license in February 2014.
Okay.
I didn't sell anything for 7 months.
Oh, wow.
So well, I was just
making
sort of
stuff for your daughter first?
Yeah. Okay. So, when she was about 15 months old, I finally got my, I was burnt out from sewing all the time, full time for other people. So when she got that old, I started sewing for her again and I sewed everything except her underwear.
Like, oh, yeah.
Wow. Everything she had.
Very cool.
Was
and
made
you would do
by
like
me.
Halloween, really intricate Halloween costumes.
Yes,
like she's
I
a
still
pencil
do that.
One year.
Yes.
So you make all the other moms
pencil.
Feel bad.
Oh,
you make
pencil?
My
that's
Target
fun.
Turtle. Yeah, it's like a vintage looking.
Cool.
It's like Moonrise Kingdom's like quality. Awesome.
Beautiful. Those are all night before. I don't do anything until the
well,
night
that
before.
That makes
Halloween.
Me feel even worse.
There you go.
So good. Okay, so then mom started saying, oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to buy one if you ever sew too.
Yeah, well, I just randomly applied for a craft show, which I wasn't even selling anything yet, but I'm like, well, I'll take some good pictures and maybe they'll stick me in there. And I got accepted. So it's like, okay, now I really have to get in gear and actually make some stuff before someone orders it.
Right.
So that was a good push for my business. And then I, at that craft show, met one of my maker friends. Cue the maker friends. Mm-hmm. Online
yes.
people who you don't actually know.
Mm-hmm.
Except
ooh.
I do know this girl.
Uh-huh.
Lauren. She lives in Arkansas.
Oh,
she owns Vivi's Jewels.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found her through you. And
yeah,
I
yeah,
also
yeah.
love her stuff.
Yes.
In Arkansas.
Shout out.
Is like close.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. We're BFFs. Buy her stuff.
I didn't know yet if people were competitive or if people were nice. Spoiler, it's both.
Fair.
They're going to be like, everyone's so nice. It's like, 50-50.
Yeah.
People are people.
Yep. But she was nice.
Yes.
Really.
And encouraging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super great.
Aww.
And so then after the sale was over, She had a way larger than mine at the time, Instagram following, like maybe 12,000 followers. And what she would do after a show is do like a purge, like
oh, cool.
on the Instagram feed, which people don't really do anymore.
Yeah, like a flash sale.
Yeah, flash sale. So she let me like log into her account and we took turns posting on hers. And
aww.
So then I got a bunch of new followers.
Oh, wow, cool.
And customers.
That's
how nice.
Cool. That's
yes.
really cool.
Lauren,
so then you had a little business
yeah.
which I feel like changes the whole game.
Yeah. Because then you can bounce ideas on each other. Mm-hmm. Oh
my gosh. So that helped to grow your following. And then you kind of grew, you started with like accessories and those cute little eared hats and little baby turbans.
Yeah, I started with just kind of everything.
Socks, dresses.
I didn't do socks until only 2 years ago.
Really, man? Yeah. Socks, man. People love the socks.
They do. Let's talk more about that later.
Yeah. Socks.
Watching my socks.
Missed that.
Put them in your shoe.
Okay, so you got a lot of new followers. You met your maker friend. You kind of got in cahoots. She was really sweet and helped boost your online presence. So then it became kind of more of a, were you selling more online than in craft shows and that type of thing?
Yep, I was. I eventually stopped doing craft shows altogether just because I knew that I could post a bunch of new stuff online and sell it way faster. And with it, with much more ease than packing up and driving up to St. Louis or...
Manual labor. That sounds like a lot of manual labor.
And dragging kids along with you, usually.
Right. Yes. Which... Yeah. So your following got to... You have a good size.
I have like 11,000 Instagram followers.
So then that got to a point where you could kind of sustain selling things on there? Talk about, I don't know, where when you got to your bigger point.
I would say once I launched my own storefront, like a Shopify website, that I felt it seemed more legit and professional looking.
Before
it's
that,
not
was
professional
it,
behind the scenes.
Before that was
any creative business. Was it Etsy or just Instagram?
I was on Etsy for a while, and then I went to Big Cartel, and now I'm just on Shopify.
Okay. And so... How, like, what was the volume of, like, orders? Like, how many hours were you putting into this business?
I think when I was really going at it and I hadn't delegated any work to anyone, it was probably 40 to 60 hours a week. I usually, at that point, would just work after my kids were in bed because they, neither of them were in school yet. So it was... Mom / sometimes work a little bit during the day and then work so late into the night.
You're like an elf worker.
3-4 o'clock in the morning, all night long if I had a show the next day and I didn't feel like I had enough stuff.
Oh man. So probably not sustainable.
No, I don't I don't know how I did that.
Right? Right. So was there kind of a point where you're like, I need to delegate some of this?
We knew that we wanted to sell our house. The kids were sharing one bedroom. We had our bedroom. And then I was in the third bedroom, which actually was the largest bedroom. And I had all my stuff crammed in there. And then I found a space on Commercial Street for rent. And I was like, well, I'll just move out, have more space at home, little... look okay so we can sell this house. So I tried that for a year and I tried to set up a storefront and I not good at it.
What do you mean? That wasn't life-giving to you? You didn't enjoy it? Or
basically I just had a studio space.
It was a really cute storefront.
It
but
was
just
cute.
Not people wouldn't really stop.
No. And I didn't have the time to say, hey, I'm down here on Commercial Street. Come buy something.
Because you were in the back room.
Because I'm working and I'm selling stuff online. Like, I think I sold $400 worth the entire, like...
Total.
Yeah, time I was open there.
From, like, walk-in?
Yeah.
Like, a year. Wow.
Okay, well, and so those were probably mostly Instagram customers, too.
That would have made
already found you. So they're like, I'll wander in because it's Saturday.
I'll see how awkward you really are.
Well, also, I was going to say, as an introvert that didn't like those parts of interior design, was it kind of like... Wait, am I gonna try to get more people I've never met, like strangers, to walk in and make small talk?
Oh yeah.
Because that kind of kills me inside a little bit. I don't know.
Interesting. And you were doing both parts. Like people walked in, you'd stop what you were doing to go greet them.
Yep.
And then they wouldn't buy anything, and you're like, "Well, thanks for wasting my time.
You used all of my extroversion.
Thanks a lot." Ignore this child back here with dirt on his face. Because
so
Felix was
him.
With me. Yeah. He wasn't in
and
preschool.
How old is he now?
He is 4.5 now.
Oh, man. So you were doing the hustle of
But it was so nice to not have my work at home, though.
Okay.
To have that separation. It was amazing.
So you outsourced a few of your, like, business sides of things, and then you outsourced out of your home, your location.
Studio space.
Yeah, your studio space. So those were good moves?
Moves, definitely. Okay. To move my studio and my work away from my home was an awesome move.
I hired someone to run my Instagram account, so hiring someone for social media was a great move because I didn't have to think about, what am I going to say? Right. Which customer's picture am I going to share? Does this one go with all the other pictures? What sales are coming up?
Right.
Yeah. I could just do the work. Mm-hmm. Then I also ended up hiring a seamstress who still helps me now occasionally, just for more of the basic pieces. I still didn't. The way I sew the socks is so convoluted, and I have a whole system inside my head that I couldn't possibly, well, I think,
yeah.
I couldn't possibly tell someone all the ins and outs of, with this kind of fabric, you have to do this. And
that. Right.
So I still do all those by myself, and that's really, right now, my business is pretty much just socks.
That's what it's over. If you haven't seen the socks, you'll understand what you see them. They're amazing.
I like sewing clothing more, but you know, those accessories, those
darn socks,
people, you know, an $80 handmade dress for a kid who's gonna wear it a few months is not feasible, not for my family.
Right.
We would never.
But those socks fit you from 6 months old to three.
Right, and they're only $14.
and you wear them all the time.
You can literally wear them like every single day. Where you wear the dress for like Easter, and then it's like the dress. And socks you can wear with like, I'm not like being paid to sell socks, but you can wear them with like little shorts and like a t-shirt, and you're like, that looks like a normal kid outfit. That's just like,
That's
and then you just put some green knee socks on with it, and all of a sudden it's pretty darn cute.
Super cute. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You are so right on that. Way to find like a little kind of niche thing to like double down on.
Literally.
Oh, there's two of them.
Pair of socks up top.
We missed it.
We are so nailing it. We have had a break. Is what
okay, was. So the story arc is at the peak of its success.
Yep.
You got it figured out.
Working for you.
The moms want the socks. You got a social media coordinator.
Right.
You have an office space. And from the outside, it's like, She did it!
Woo!
The mom's out of the house. The kids
are
almost in school. The socks are going crazy because the moms love the socks. And then where are you at now?
Now, so I closed my studio space.
Because you didn't like the walk-ins?
No.
Okay.
That's not why. We sold our house.
Uh-huh.
We bought a new house. Other side of town, complete opposite side of town, with more space.
Nice.
Like, we have a basement now that I hardly ever go into, which that's where my shop actually needs to be. It's in the third bedroom right now. I need to move it downstairs.
Right. Nice.
So we have the space. It's far away. I don't really need to be paying this overhead.
Right. If you have a bigger house, you don't need
it. Especially when I'm not earning any extra income from actually being there.
Right. It's not, yeah.
Right.
When you
crunch
the numbers.
So.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense when you look at it and you're like,
Yeah.
If we have the space at home, I don't need to be. There's no reason having a storefront to the public is getting you more revenue.
Right. Exactly. So I closed up shop and I felt so happy about it.
Oh,
it was
nice.
A big relief.
Nice.
The winter came in a new dark 1970s house that I have not decorated because I hate interior design.
No, then you can hire. This is your dream client. It's you.
She can be paid in everything.
Oh, but there's so much anxiety. What if I do the wrong thing?
Pay me in socks.
I have to
I'll
do
come
all
hang. The... We'll talk
about
it.
Oh, let's set that
pay
up.
Pay me in socks.
And so I always get like seasonal affective disorder so bad in the wintertime. So being in a new house that's,
1970s.
You know, 1970s dark. Like,
what were they thinking?
Wood.
Right.
And it's just
they
great
were
dark.
Yeah.
So it started to be, sew the socks. And in the beginning it was, sew the dress, sew the tunic, sew the pants, sew the hat. I like sewing clothing more because it doesn't take a lot to sew a pair of socks is what I'm trying to get at, you know?
It's the training video of what we do in video production.
You're like, it's good money, but it's the same thing 15 times.
My brain is going to bleed.
Exactly. That's what it is. And so it's turned into...
Every time I order a pair of socks from you, I'm going to feel a little bit bad now.
Is this a tear on it? Tears?
She was crying when she said her piece.
It's just not as enjoyable as really creating something.
Mm-hmm. Right, that makes sense.
Since you already have a, this is what sells, and I'm too depressed to think of anything new, so I'll just keep doing the same thing over and over. And I'm also getting to the age where it's like, well, that was fun, but what use is this to the world?
Oh, interesting.
You know?
So you're kind of like looking for a deeper purpose?
Even? Yes. I don't feel like...
The socks aren't doing it.
You feel cool the socks aren't. That aren't cool.
What if the socks aren't helping people?
Fulfill me. I'm just kidding.
Well, you know what? I'll still make the socks.
Okay, okay.
And when I stop making the socks, I'll still sew things. Just, you know, not for everyone.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. No, that's so good, though, to hear, because I feel like people and makers and, like, different things fulfill different places and different people. But I think it's easy for somebody to look at you and say...
She
has 11,000 followers on Instagram, and she's killing it, and, like, people are eating those socks up. And it's like, she has everything she could ever want. And then you're like, I don't know, though. Like, just because people want the socks doesn't mean I have to make the socks forever.
Yeah.
If I don't want to make 11,000 pairs of socks forever.
So what? It's a lot of socks.
What are you, do you know what
so,
you think about doing?
Definitely backing up from the business. Okay. The problem is that I have, like, hundreds and hundreds of yards of fabric at home that I feel like obligated to turn into something.
Like however, socks?
Like socks. So I'm going back to school to pursue a nursing degree.
Wow.
Something that,
what?
Hey, you're still not doing the same thing all the time,
right,
but you're using your hands to do things.
I hope when you're putting the first catheter in, you think
those socks
weren't that bad. Those socks weren't that bad. I'm just kidding. You will be helping people through all of their crisis.
Where did that come from, though?
Honestly, I have no idea. I always felt like, since I had the big scholarship, I felt like I was probably supposed to do something like better than nothing, which is what I ended up doing with my degree, and I feel like I'm good enough and smart enough. And
well, of course,
first of all, you are good enough and smart enough. That is quite a, I don't know, a 180 from like, you know, textiles and sewing.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, I'm really actually kind of surprised I've stayed with sewing this long.
Do you feel like you have a short attention span with stuff?
I do, which is why I've made so many different types of things throughout my business, and now that it's just the socks, it's like, come on, with
so
the socks.
Okay, we have to keep talking about the socks.
Okay.
What's the ratio of socks to other things that you're now at in your business? Rapid fire. These are just inquiring minds of Shaylee. Shaylee wants to know.
Oh, probably like 85 pairs of socks to one other thing.
Okay.
Quit ordering the socks, Shaylee. She just
ordered another one. I literally have it pulled up. I'm just ordering them as we're going to get home. I have 15 more pairs of socks to make.
Make it 89.
You also did a sock box, so I feel like
you
were giving the people cocaine, and now you're complaining because we all want more.
Yeah.
Sock box, where you could get like 5 pairs of socks in a box, and it was a subscription, and it was glorious, but $14 a pair is too rich for my blood. But not apparently for all the moms out there that are just ordering them like candy. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can get back into the nursing. It's valid. That's important. Mm-hmm. More important probably than toddler knee socks.
So which angle are you thinking? Like, what type of nursing?
I have no idea.
Oh,
honestly,
yeah.
I don't know anything about nursing.
Oh, this is so fascinating.
She just
out of a hat. We'll follow up in a couple years, and I'll tell you how it's going.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe I won't even get in, and then I'll just go back to making socks.
This sucks.
So you're going to be the first person to graduate with a degree in the medical field that paid for it through socks. You'll be and the whole thing was paid
with...
She'll
just get another scholarship.
Socks. I know. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so this is a really interesting turn, because most of the people we have on, and they're like, and then I was just madly successful.
And now I travel
I didn't
all the
even
time,
try.
And I don't...
And I have a book.
I don't clock in anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing.
Okay, yes.
I'm self-employed, my husband is self-employed, the double self-employed, tax time, stress.
Word,
oh
yes.
My gosh. You think you make money, and then...
It's gone.
It's gone.
They take it. They come and they take it. Someone was just saying, ooh, in our tax season, like, I think we're going to... My friend Hannah goes, we're going to pour a new driveway with our tax return. I'm like, you know what tax season's like for people who are self-employed? They take more money from you. She's like, what? I was like, yeah.
It's a return.
What is it? I'm sorry. Well, yeah, if we get a return, it's not a good thing. Means you made $18 that year.
Okay. So yeah, I do feel like a lot of people listening are like, I've got this job that I clock in, and man, it's awful. What's my sock? What can I do? I'd do anything, and then I could just be this creative entrepreneur. And so it's a nice, refreshing twist to have a successful creative entrepreneur on and say, you know what? Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not. So what are you thinking? You want some benefits?
Oh, I need those benefits.
Hours. Oh. You want like a schedule?
So yes. You could clock out at 6 p.m. Yes. And then be off.
Clock out, you know, get some health care that doesn't cost me $1 million.
Right, right. That's good. With a deductible that's not like 10 grand.
Right, exactly. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else do you get when you work? It's been so long.
Actually, paycheck. Consistent paycheck. Oh,
retirement.
Right, there you go. Wow. There you go.
Start over.
We actually found out, I hope this is encouragement for the listeners. So when we did our listener survey, thank you to everyone who responded. We had a lot more people respond than we thought we would. We found out that a lot of you work normal jobs. We were like, this is a podcast for creative, self-employed entrepreneurs. And we're like, oh, everyone has jobs? Do they just listen at their job? Thinking about not, like, are they just, like, plotting their quitting their job? But
which is what I did when I had a job.
Maybe. But if you're, like, sitting and you're at a job and you're listening to this, I mean, let that be a little bit of an encouragement that it's kind of the grass is always greener. So there's a lot of great things about owning your own business, but there's a lot of great things about making someone else worry about owning their business and working for them.
Yeah, and I think, like, I want to applaud you because I do feel like some people would just keep doing it.
Keep making sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, good for you for going back to school. That's a huge thing.
That's huge.
To say, I'm just going to completely, like, do a 180. Was your husband like, say what now?
He's like, sure, go ahead, do it. Did you sign up for classes yet? I'm like, all right, yeah, let's go for it.
Wow, so he's very supportive.
Oh, yeah.
What do your kids say?
Oh, We had a weird conversation in the car. Emerson told me that she thought Dad was smarter than me. I'm going to, like, cry now. Oh, no.
Okay. Let's talk about it. Okay. I cry every second. She cries every day.
Katie and I have cried a lot in the last 24 hours.
And that's not what made me upset. She said that she thought he was smarter because his job was better because she doesn't have to do any work for him. She feels like when I ask her to take pictures that I don't know what she feels like about that, but I pay her money. Come on.
She right. feels like she's having to, like, do work when you're doing work because she's your little model and has to be in the try on the clothes mm-hmm. for your sizing.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that before or after your decision to kind of...
That was after my decision. And I said, well... Then I said, well, what would you think if I decided to be a nurse? I think that's a bad idea. You don't know anything about being a nurse.
You're like, stop being the small boy inside
the pose! Put on the socks!
Emerson, you will pose and I will take money from you!
Okay, that's really interesting.
So, I don't know how she'll feel about it because they are very used to having me whenever they need me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can come to all your things at school and uh-huh. I can take you to the bus stop every morning and I'll pick you up every night and here's what do you guys want for dinner? And right. So that'll be a definite adjustment.
Yeah. So life, man.
Yeah.
Whoever knows. That's how I feel. We ask you to be on and you were like, just so you know, I'm just kind of not sure where I'm headed right now. And I think that's really, it's cool to hear, like, in the middle of a transition.
Because I think that's always really hear about, like, and then real. I decided this and it concluded. Mm-hmm. That was the conclusion. So right. You're like, let's find out together. yeah. So I'm interested, first of all, thank you for sharing that Emerson bit because like my daughter Callie, I've taken a million pictures of her whole life and the other day, it was like the first time ever where she did something funny for the camera and I took it and she said, don't post that to your Instagram. And it's kind of like one of those really weird awakenings where it's like when it's your baby,
it feels like it's just like your arm or something, you know what I mean? It's like, of course I can take pictures of my arm.
My accessory.
Exactly. And I own you, I made you. And they become these little people who have like personal boundaries. And it's like, it's a cool thing, but it's, I could get emotional talking about it too, where you're just like, whoa, I kind of totally like, yeah, okay, I won't post it. I'm so sorry. Like, I forget that you're like a human being.
You have feelings.
With like desires. And like privacy, I guess.
Yeah.
So I have a couple follow-up questions.
Sure.
So for the people who are trying to do this
working which
mom
part? Okay, working mom
thing. Two of them are sitting right here. Mm-hmm. You said
save us.
When you took your studio off site, it dramatically like improved how you felt about like your home life. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it kind of
yeah.
helped you to like separate that,
mm-hmm.
and then you ultimately went back to your home. So, like, can you kind of explain that a little bit? Because as someone who works from home and has never really done that other thing, I've always imagined it's probably a lot easier to like say that's the place where I go work,
mm-hmm.
and that's the place where
especially,
I
I have equipment that I have to do work, so I can't work at home unless I. You know, bring home a giant cutting mat and a bunch of fabric and patterns and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So it helped you to kind of be like, this is where I work.
Yes.
Period.
Yeah.
I've thought about that before with like, I'm like, I always go straight to like, what's my next laptop? I'm like, but I've heard of people who have like a desk where their thing has to sit. And then, you know, like that's where I go do my work. I wonder if that's helpful. So then when you went back home, did you get to like, could you take any of that you learned with you and apply it? Or do you feel like you went right back to like trouble having boundaries?
I think I'm better now at sort of keeping boundaries. But since I'm also feeling a little bit lackluster about my business, it's not as difficult for me to shut the door. Like, that's enough hours for tonight.
14 sucks. Not going to do 16 this time. Yeah, that's interesting. And then another thing I was going to ask, did you have like a moment or was it several where you kind of felt like released from this business? Like it is time to go on. It's time to move on or whatever.
Like released from the business, like generally like saying,
like it's your primary source of income.
Well, my husband's business has sort of been steadily increasing his workload. And so, and because I can just have a sock sale whenever I need some extra cash.
Yeah, she'll do 50% off sock sales. I restrained myself because we're moving and I'm trying not to spend money. She just had one and I like had a dream about it. Like, I waited until it ended and then was like, no, I should have bought socks. I know.
There'll be more.
Sock fan.
You've created
a sockster.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A monster. A sock monster.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So then, is there anything you're struggling with now as far as like, I don't know, do you have any like of your identity wrapped up in like this business that people associate with
or this online presence that now has like a brand that people know?
It's kind of interesting that, so we talked earlier about my maker friend in Arkansas, who I see occasionally, but I have lots of maker friends, and they live all over the country, and it's strictly, like, online relationships, mostly. Around the same time that I sort of wanted to step back a little bit, I also left a bunch of Facebook groups, hoping that that would sort of ease some of my depression and anxiety, which it did, definitely. But I also feel like I'm not connected to those people as much anymore, which makes it a little bit easier to be like,
Right. So you feel like when you were seeing what everyone else is making, it kind of made you think, well, I got to
Well, it's pressure, because it's like, they're having a drop. Yeah. It's what it's called when they drop a new line of clothes.
Drop.
They have a drop, and then everyone goes crazy and orders things. But I could see that being stressful.
Or release. They're I think it's shifting more to a release now than a drop.
A drop seems negative.
Heads up.
I call it sock drop. It's when you go on a roof.
I call it a
make it rain. If you get two that match, you get to keep them.
That actually sounds like fun.
Okay. If you get to the match, you get to keep 100%. And then I'll just take 100% of the socks and be like, there's a match in here somewhere.
Shaylee's the only one who showed up.
She's the only one who showed up.
Right. Yep. Okay. And then I am also interested in the social media thing purely as like, I've caught myself justifying my time spent on Instagram as like, well, I need it for my business.
It's work.
So did you feel released? I don't know. Did it improve your life to
when I hired someone? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Truly?
I honestly used to have, like, if I couldn't sleep, I would scroll through Instagram and I see
the glaze.
Oh, look, they made that. That's really cool. Right. Oh, look, someone else is making that. Oh, finished all her orders and now she's moving on to a new collection. That was just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that collection's creative. I'm all out of my creative.
This is the trend. This is the trend. This is the trend. Oh, I still have to finish all my orders. I don't have anything new.
You're making catheters sound literally
have had like panic attacks from scrolling Instagram.
And so then
not like literally, but like, no, really.
Right.
Wow.
That happened.
For sure. So then for when you delegated that, that's a way of you saying, I get that it's part of a business, but it doesn't have to be something I physically do. It
doesn't need to be my mental load.
Right.
Right.
And then you kind of felt like you could step away from the platform.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Just in general.
I would not check it for days. Like not even log in, just stay logged into my personal account. If someone tagged me, cool. She's going to comment and like it and do whatever she needs to do. But at the same time, I had someone running my social media for about a year. Mm-hmm. During that year, I found that I definitely felt more disconnected from my customers. Like, not specifically knowing the exact feedback from people mm-hmm. or not sharing in their joy and their kids' right. socks.
A little bit of that mm-hmm. as a fuel.
Right, yes. I don't have that fuel. Oh. And so it's like everyone
you went
hates
to a long
me.
Distant relationship yeah. and then it was easier to break up with them.
Yeah. There you go.
That's true. Right. So what the culprit really is 70s dark house, winter, long distance relationship with your customers.
Right. Mm. That's really interesting.
But you have a customer right here who's obsessed with your
socks. But I'm in town, so you can't get away from me. So Opal will be in socks for her graduation. From high school.
Oh, there it is. She graduated?
No, she's two. It's not a real graduation unless they're 18. Sorry, everyone.
So maybe the sweet spot is you get a social media manager and then say, text me one nice thing someone said each day. But no more. No negatives and not what the competition is doing. Okay. What's the difference between your personal account and your professional account? Is that like just your actual friends in real life?
Yeah.
Not makers?
So on my professional account, I just post, like, it's all product promotion, basically. Right. I follow other makers, and I follow my customers, and that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. And just to keep people updated on order status, if I fall behind, which I actually have gotten a lot better at not falling behind.
Nice.
I've seen some makers get dragged down for falling behind, and mm-hmm. you do not want that.
Fall behind as far as like you get behind on orders and then the moms come and pick you apart on like they turn into
my first birthday
yep
was no ruined too.
Yeah
she didn't have any socks
that oh my happen. Goodness
Shetland pony right
okay
away.
Do you have the Shetland pony fell over dead because my daughter was not in those knee socks
and my diamond shoes are too tight
my diamond shoes are too tight now that we've offended everyone who had diamond shoes and a Shetland pony at their child's first birthday.
You do you.
So before we get into our segment, what advice would you have for a mom or parent or whoever that is in the 70s winter phase of life yes. and they're not sure if they're going to make a transition or stick with it?
Possibly burnt out.
I would definitely not be scared to take a risk, really, because what's the worst that could happen? I mean, really, you don't know anything about starting a business, and that is scary. You don't know anything legal wise of exactly how to do it, but honestly, there are so many people out there who will help you figure it out. It's not that big a deal.
And if your business fails, like my storefront did, so what? You have things, skills, you're already working some jobs, so you can always fall back on that. If I fail out of nursing school, I'll just go back to making socks for a while. Or maybe I'll make something new. Because it is scary at first, but once you get started doing it, it's just second nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully, like... catheter insertion, second nature, so.
Oh, like I've been doing this my whole life.
Thanks to HIPAA, you won't like have catheter competition on Instagram.
Yeah.
No one will be tagging you. No one will be like, best catheter putter in her I've ever
she
had.
She already got that one in.
Best experience of my life. Hashtag catheter. Okay, and then just to do the 180 of that just for fun, let's say someone has put all their time and effort and taken this risk and gotten their husband on board and took the risk and took all the things and
took out the loans.
Took out the loans and then decided they didn't want to be a creative entrepreneur anymore. Do you have any advice for them?
Or yourself?
Hey, Tasha. It's Tasha.
Hey, Tasha. It's Tasha.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing. There's... Yeah.
Find your happy place.
Yeah. If you don't feel like what you're doing fulfills your emotional work needs, mm-hmm. then try something else.
I like
so
it.
So what?
So what? You so only what? Got
who
one
cares?
Life. Do not miss your chance.
YOLO.
This is your opportunity.
Yourself.
You better. In the socks. Or
oh, no.
Drop. The
okay.
clothing line.
Well, we're going to okay. do a segment with Tasha, but okay. before we do, we have to take a quick break for our segment sponsor.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this, but I've actually been trying out different natural deodorants for like a year now.
Okay, and I'm glad that you're trying it out because I don't want to risk smelling bad, but you're taking all the risk there.
Right. I'm like alternating through all of them, but I'm so excited because I finally found one that actually works. And it's Schmidt's brand. It has charcoal and magnesium in it. And it's my new best friend. Wait, had I already told you that I was testing out new all-natural deodorants?
No, I just observed when it wasn't going well.
You just knew?
I just knew.
That's not good.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm happy you found one too.
Well, you'll be happy to know that this new one works wonders. And it shipped for free since I have a Grove VIP membership.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and guess what else?
What?
When our listeners sign up, they'll receive a $30 Mrs. Meyers kit, a bonus gift every few months, and a free 2-month VIP membership. And you guys are going to love the VIP membership. It's just $19.99 a year, and you get free shipping, free stuff, and they price match. That's so worth $19.99. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like $19.99 a month.
No.
And then I was like, oh, $19.99 a year?
No.
Yeah, I can do that. That's one like bad choice at Target.
Oh, just go to grove.co/sk. That's grove.co/sk. Grove makes it easy to have a happy, healthy home.
Dare I say delightful?
Delightful?
Grove makes it delightful to have a happy, healthy home? Plausible to
Nay,
have a happy,
easy.
Healthy. Nay, better.
You know what? We should just stick to the tagline they wrote.
Right. That's right. Okay. Sorry. Grove makes it easy to have a happy, healthy home.
Yep.
Okay. That's better. That's better. They probably paid someone to come up
they
with that.
They probably paid someone.
Yeah.
And we're back!
And we're back! We were doing a sponsor break then. That's what that was.
Okay. So for the segment tonight, Katie, Tasha, and I are actually going to do the segment, and then you're gonna be the one who has to like answer the question.
Oh my gosh.
Instead of us putting the guest on the spot. Tasha doesn't know about this yet. It's okay. gonna you're
Shaylee surprising.
I'm also on the spot.
You're built for this. No.
Shaylee's surprising.
We're going to name a type of fabric, and you have to say if it was actually a sock or if it wasn't a sock. So we can decide if it was a real sock fabric or
Did
if it's completely
name the fabric?
Made up.
Oh,
no, like we're gonna describe it.
Okay.
Love it. Do you get it?
No, go first.
Okay. Well, some can be real. So just
some are real.
Oh, you know what?
Did you do some crazy fabrics?
How did you do this? On my way here, I was like, wouldn't it be so funny if we did two truths and a lie tonight?
It's going to be two truths and a lie. Sock edition.
Love it.
Okay. I'm going to go first.
Sock or suck?
Why? Suck means that
it's a lie.
Not a real sock. And sock means that it is a real sock.
Okay. Got it.
Rainbow French fries.
Oh, that's gotta be a sock.
Sock.
Black or ivory, even. Two choices there.
Black French fries.
Really?
Those are the ones I was gonna order, but I restrained myself. They're French fries, vintage 70s McDonald's French fries without the logo, but it's a rainbow.
Oh, man.
They're really cute.
The dream.
They're so cute. Okay, the your dream. Turn.
Oh, man. Okay. Chinese drama worm that turns into a person character socks.
Well, that is very specific. She's a creative girl. Be careful.
I'm trying to picture what that even is. So I'm going to say suck.
That's a sock.
Oh,
that's
my.
A sock. Yeah.
That's a sock.
That's an unreleased sock.
Whoa.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Worm Chinese turns into a person.
Turns into a person. Okay. Okay. I have one. Okay. We're each going to do one more and then I'll end with one. Okay. Polka dot, 1950s looking Minnie Mouse. Super cute.
Well, I hope that's a sock because that's adorable.
Sock.
Okay. It's a sock. Great.
Okay.
I'll order. Just ordered it. Sorry, can you go make this real quick?
Yeah.
She's making them under the table.
Let me. I bring them with me everywhere
socks.
I go.
You can make them with me.
Okay. I'm just like in the drive-thru at Starbucks, like cutting socks on my lap. I don't really.
That sounds really specific.
That sounds really dangerous. If you're listening at home, don't sock it.
Okay. Cat. Head, rainbow laser eyes, socks.
I so hope it's a sock.
It's not a sock.
No! Oh, that sounded, she totally schooled you.
Rainbow
so
laser
real.
Eyes. You know, the pattern you'd set before that just made it seem so likely. That
like the worm man. I would have thought the worm man
and
was
And we already
like,
know you work
okay.
in rainbow.
Okay, ready? This is the last one. It's going to be easy. Okay. Just try to wrap your brain around it.
Okay, ready?
White. It's just white.
Mm-mm. White. Does Tasha make just plain
white
socks?
Cotton.
Would she do that? Would she waste her talents on white? Although it's a good staple.
White.
Would people pay $14 for white socks?
Just plain white.
First of all, Shetland Pony Mom would.
She has diamond shoes. Brenda has diamond shoes.
Vanessa.
White.
I don't think I didn't forget about you. I'm going to say you have made white socks before.
I have.
And she has.
I have, and I do. No.
No.
Moms want the laser worm eyes with rainbows shooting out of the little
it's
worm eyes.
It's not a laser worm. Don't be ridiculous.
It's a laser worm eyes eating, the worm's eating french fries while shooting lasers out of his eyes.
Well, becomes
a
Chinese character.
In a Chinese to-go box.
Sock!
Sock!
This has been Sock or Suck.
Yes.
With your host, Shaylee.
Thank you for your honesty.
Is this a thing?
No, that was an uncomfortable unison clapping segment. That was not planned. Well, thank you for talking about like deep life issues and socks.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm definitely not going to listen to this.
You posted on your Facebook page or something and you're like, guys, like, is everyone over the knee socks? Should I start doing ankle socks? Should I stop doing socks? And you were, like, lobbing it out for everyone to be like, knee socks are over. And some of the moms were like, I don't know. I think they're over. I'm like, please don't stop. Knee socks are everything to me. Next episode, we're going to encourage you to take that vacation anyway. You do have enough money if you listen to our frugal budget tips in the form of a road trip. We're going to talk about road trips for the minimalist, frugal parent who doesn't want to spend 8 billion weeks preparing Pinterest activities.
And also doesn't want to spend 8 billion weeks in the bathroom at the gas station.
Right. It's good stuff. Shaylee and Katie's Lemonade Stand was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening. We love hearing from you guys on Instagram, email, especially our favorite place of all, iTunes reviews.
Guys, we love reviews and they help other people hear about the podcast and we actually read every single one.
We read them and we squeal and we screenshot them.
Then
and
maybe text we text
about
them
it.
To
it's
each
weird,
other.
But anyway, we appreciate you guys and thank you so much for sharing the podcast on social media.
If you want to reach out, you can contact us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com or find us at shayleeandkatie.com.
We could not do this without you. And we love you.
We love you. We're in love with you.
Too soon?